Today's message with the title, All Things Work Together for Good. And the passage is found in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. I will read this passage. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. Then the word of the Lord came to him. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, and bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have, and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. Now she went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. And now we will learn about the Word of God through the title, All Things Work Together for Good. And the key verse is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Here's the word of God, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Let's read together this verse. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Now we will hear the word of God through our pastor with the title, All Things Work Together for Good. Greetings to the congregation. The key verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for those who love Him. Maybe our life are facing many different burdens, challenges, difficulties, loss of loved ones, our job, and other things. Maybe we are being so anxious and worried. But the Lord gave us a principle that is, all things work together for good of those who love Him. And the principle that God has given us is like, God gave us make that the earth go around the sun. It would never change. And in the old days, we understood that the sun runs from east to west around the earth. And so it rises from the east and goes to sleep in the west. But now we understand the earth is will go around the sun. That is a principle of creation that God has set for our earth. This man was walking across a busy street when he was hit by a car. The impact caused a severe blow to his head. He regained consciousness after 2 days in a coma. The first thing he saw when he awoke was this lovely wife by his bedside. He held her hand as he spoke. "Judy, you've always been right by my side. When I was a struggling college student, I failed time and again. But you were always there for me, encouraging me and keep on trying. She squeezed his hand as he continued. "When I finally graduated and went for all those job interviews, which I failed to get, you stayed right there with me. You even cut out more classifieds for me to check on. One day, I got a job at this little firm. When the chance came for me to handle a big contract, I blew it because of one little mistake. And yet, you were there beside me all the way. Later, I got another job after being laid off for some time. However, I never seemed to be promoted. My hard work was never recognized. And so, I remain in the same position from the day I joined the company until now. Through all of this, you were right there by my side. Then Judy's eyes brimmed with tears as she listened to her husband. "Because of this terrible accident, I have been in coma for 2 days. Now, when I wake up, who is the first person I see? I see you. For that reason, there is something I'd really like to say to you." Overcome with emotion, she began to sob. And then she threw herself on the bed, embracing her husband. After a moment, she regained her composure and he said, "Judy, I think you're just plain bad luck." Dear communities, I think that each difficulty occurring, that the Lord is always with us. And when we face challenges, difficulties, and then we say, "Why did you bring this to me, God?" we complain. Many times it's happened in our life that way. Let's think about the principle that would never change, that all things work together for good to those who love Him. All things work together for those who love Him. So if our heart does not love Him, we can see that not all things will work together. So examine ourselves against the Word of God so that recognize that, do we truly love the Lord? Like what we have been taught. Let's pray for guidance about this lesson. We know that, Lord, we are very innocent and dumb, that we respond to you based on our feelings. And then sometime by that, we have grieved the Holy Spirit. Many times, we look at those that we have done, we feel proud because of our achievement. But sometimes, we could not see what you really want us to do. In other words, this morning, show me and the congregation to know the principle that never changes for our life. That is, know that all things work together for those who love the Lord. All things will be valuable for those who love Him. When we love and honor the Lord, then all things will can experience these things. May your word be impactful into our life. While we are still having the opportunity to worship, anything in our life that cause our relationship between us and the Lord to become imperfect, that we could not feel the love from you to us. May you lift them away. May your word of life be in us, Jesus. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, let's think about all things work for good to those who love you. First, though, we do not understand how it will come about. Though, we do not understand how the Lord will use, or how we don't understand how He has blessed us. Maybe we do not understand God's word, but the principle is that all things work together for good. It's a principle that will never change. The first thing that we will learn about that all things work together, though we do not understand the calling of God. We have read in a background is that King Ahab has worshipped idols and do evil things before the God. He does not love the Lord, and he encouraged the people of Israel to worship evils, the idols, and he was punished by a famine. God has punished for 3.5 years, and during the first part, the Lord has used all the scrolls to help Elijah survive. And then when the streams start to dry up and Elijah has a commandment, then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. Elijah means, my God is Lord. This is the trust of Elijah, and also our faith. The God that we worship is our Lord. When we call God is the Lord, that means we have to trust in the Lord. Everything that happens in our life is in the hand of the Lord. All the things that belong to us, that God will be concerned with. And he was there at Jareth. Jareth means separate, cutting out. God has covered Elijah in that Jareth stream. So Ahab has tried to find Elijah, to capture Elijah. They could not find Elijah anywhere, because he was there at Jareth. And now, he has been called to go to Zarephath. Zarephath means a smelter or refinement. Like somebody who purified gold, and God called Elijah to refine his faith. And there, God has purified the faith of a woman, a widow. And when we read this, when God told him, go at once to Zarephath in the region, because there I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. And this commandment is very hard to understand. Why did God want me to go to Sidon? The people of Sidon is a Gentile. And the word of God in Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 22. So God is again the Sidon. But now God called Elijah, the prophet, to go to the Gentile, because I have sent a widow there to supply you with food. When we talk about widow, that means somebody has nothing with her in possession. All the power is in the hand of the husband or the older son. If the son or the could not to manage all the possession of the family, that means it doesn't belong to the mother. So this widow, that means he has no husband, And the sun here is the sun is not enough old age. And this person is a widow, is very poor, very poor. And God sent him to come to a poor widow of the Gentile. It's very impossible to understand. Well, this woman has a young child, and that's not a burden to her. And when you and me in this situation, when you, the Lord sent us in, what do you think about this coming? Are we daring to come? But we will learn through the story that if Elijah did not obey the Lord, then Elijah will die near Jericho when the stream has dried up. God called Elijah to send a place of widow because there is something. And when Elijah obeyed, he will be used by, will be supplied by the widow. And this widow that God asked Elijah to come to her, he only had a son with a bit of flour and a bit of oil in the jar. And he could only prepare a last meal for her and her son. Afterward, they would die. But we see God chose this widow to supply food to Elijah. How strange is that? Why? Is there something good about this? Nothing. She's a Gentile. She's a widow and very poor. And only one of his last meal. But God brought Elijah to her for a purpose. Dear congregation, when God chose, he only chose because of his love. Because why did God use the widow? God knows that when God sent Elijah there, then this widow is ready to give the last meal to Elijah. This action that she will do, God knows. And so God loved this widow that could pay by her faith to give her last meal to the prophet Elijah. And right there, her life has changed. The congregation, God always chose someone, not because of the ability of that person, but only because of his love. When Jesus sent into the world to fulfill the promise in the Old Testament, and the Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Blessed are you." Mary was very surprised. When Gabriel, "You will give birth to a son, and the son will be unborn." He said, "I have never known a man. How could he be possible?" Mary asked Abraham. But God chose Mary because of how he loved her. When Jesus chose all the disciples, in this 12 apostles, nobody was rich. Nobody has any role in society. But they are being despised by society. Judah is a thief from Iscariot, but he was chosen to become a disciple. There is Matthew is a tax collector. Somebody hated, everybody hated Matthew, hated the tax collector at that time. There are some people like Peter, John, and James. They are fishermen. But God, Jesus chose them to become his disciple. And Jesus told them, "I will give you the key of heaven to whatever you open things in heaven. Whatever you tie on earth, it will tie in heaven." So wonderful how God chose them. When Jesus came to Jericho, he called Zacchaeus. When he climbed onto and he said, "Tonight I will be with you. There is no other place to stay while you stay with this sinner." But that's the congregation, because God loved those who he chose. We understand. We will become his child. Very simple. Because he loves us. He loved me and loved you. not because of us, but say, God, how beautiful He chose because He loved that person, though that person could not understand how God chose that person. The principle of God is that He chose because of His love. If we know this principle that Mary said, I am your servant, I want that for me to be fulfilled. When he understood the love of God, and Matthew and Peter and John, James, to wrap everything behind, wrap the net, even the parents, to follow Jesus. Because understand the love of Jesus, that Zacchaeus, today I will give half of my possession for the poor. Whoever I have hurt, I will repay 4 times. And only the love of Jesus could encourage and enable Zacchaeus to do that. And so today, if we could understand Jesus, that we can respond appropriately in the love that we have given and chosen to give it to us. When Elijah trusted the Lord to come to Sarepta of Sidon, then that widow has a kind of faith in her. Elijah said, can you bring me something to drink? That's something she could do. At least there is some water that she could bring to her at that time. But when he said, bring me a cake, I have no cake, no bread. Whatever I have, only a little flour, a little oil, I will prepare a last meal for you, for me and my son, and then we will die. However, in verse 15, it says, and she went away and did as Elijah had told her. This is the response based on faith. She went and do exactly what Elijah told her. The condition. This is the chosen one. She has no obligation to do. She has the choice. Either do a big bread for her and her son and God, or give that bread to the prophet Elijah. And Elijah said, God, and Elijah said, for the jar, the flour was not used up, and the jar of oil will not run dry. Elijah said, and today in our life, we chose to walk with the Lord or choose to find a comfortable life in this world. That's our choice. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. First, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will follow. Everything goes back. That means what we wear, when we eat, that will be supplied by the Lord. Our needs will be met when first we seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But now, what is our choice? Sometimes we will think about, do we good first to seek God first before everything else? Or the choice of making sure we have enough to eat, enough to wear, a roof over our head before we seek the kingdom of God. Many times, there's a farmer has a cow who gave birth to 2 calves. He raised 2 calves. Then the pastor comes and say, oh, these 2 calves are very well fed. Dear pastor, these 2 calves, I will give one of them to the Lord, and I will keep one for myself. And the pastor said, feel very joyful, very happy because of this part of this Christian. But then, in that year, and there is a hurricane, and it was the farmer, one of the calves died, and he called up the pastor, oh, pastor, the calf, the God has died. You can't do it. Which one calf do we have? Is my calf or the Lord's calf? This is a choice. So there are some situations, there are something that does not appear what we expect or what we thought. But do we put our faith to know that in the Word of God that all things work together for good to those who love Him. That is our choice. This widow here has put her choice that I will do according what Elijah told me. It's not simple. She had to pay a big price. Her last meal given to Elijah. Verse 13, read again. She went away and did as Elijah has told her. When we understand this principle of God, all things work together for good, for our good. When we put God first, though we do not understand how God has chosen us. The Word of God said, He chose each one of us because He loved us. There is no value in us, for God to choose us. We're not worthy. He chose us because He loved us. A second point is that all things work together, though we do not understand how God uses us. How God used everybody else. God has used Elijah, the poor one, to come as a widow. No, it's a very strange event. The jug will not empty of flour, and oil will not be empty in the short. He could not understand this. He never could experience some miracle like this in Roma. But God used Elijah to say a strange message to the Gentile, a widow, a poor woman. And God also used a widow, the Gentile, very poor, to supply food to Elijah during this time. Very strange. Why did he use anybody rich who has a lot of money? Why did he use some family better than this? Why did we use this widow with little oil and little flour? Last year, we could not understand how God directed this event, but if Elijah obeyed God to come to Zarephath, then He will be supplied with food. And God is responsible about the widow's attitude response. Your congregation to talk about the last meal. Can you make a bread for me? That is something we could not say. And that is something could not be easily done by the other person. But God is responsible because He is sovereign over all things, and He is sovereign for everything belong to God, His children. And then God can guarantee to Elijah, I have sent you a widow in Zarephath to supply you food. We can see here that the sovereignty of God here, when Elijah came to this and she saw her, she was picking up sticks. Right? She is picking up. She said, can you give me a drink? And I just said, and when she said, she was going to her, oh, no. Can you bring me bread? I don't have bread. She said, can you think that if Elijah just a bit late, nobody there. No. Here he went home and make the bread for herself. But the sovereign of God has led Elijah to come to the right time. While she was picking sticks. And we can see that the Lord also is sovereign over this widow when she met Elijah. That is, she has a little oil and a little flour to make the last bread. And she met somewhere afterward. There's nothing else. The bread has been consumed. So we see the sovereignty of God. There is the meeting between Elijah to this widow. And we see that God is sovereign. In the situation and that occur, there is some water for this woman to bring water to Elijah. And Elijah came without water. Then what happened? He would also die. So God is sovereign for everything, all the things that happen in your congregation. And prayer is something in the spirit. And we have Vietnamese saying food is something very loaded. The last breath is to give it away to some stranger. How could it be possible? But God has is working so that she can give this to Elijah, because saying that she has some faith in the Lord, and her faith is enough to give this bread to the Elijah or not. Does she love God enough to do this? So the congregation sometimes in situation we put in a place where when we are poor we got some issue. But God has asked us, do you express your faith, your love to me in that situation, in this desperation, where sometimes we think we have to work to have money, then we can serve the Lord. My son, to God said, our time is a priority to God, because our thinking is different than God's thinking. God asks us of our time because of His love, because of His love that He asks us to do many difficult things. This is not sometimes we can easily understand, but this is how God will think. Elijah said, make a bread for me, and then you will make a bread for you and your son after. And this is something very, very hard. Any woman would make the last meal and give it away to a stranger. Nobody would do that. No mother would do it. But this widow did that. If it's not by God encouraging her heart to do this, he would not be able to do it. So we will see that the sovereignty of God on this situation, Elijah obeyed. God is responsible for his action, and God, a little faith in her. If I can make a bread and put toward to the Elijah, and then everything will fall in place. Only a little faith. She has very little faith. Dear congregation, when she can express the love of God for her, all things work together for those who love God. In Luke chapter 15, show the story of the prodigal son. And in verse 17 and 18, when this he was so angry, and he wanted to eat what was fed to the pig, nobody would let him. The Lord said, the God said, then he began to realize God has to use this declaration for this prodigal son to make him awaken from his situation. Then he returned to tell his son, I have sinned against you, God in you. Treat me as one of your servants. If not in that situation, maybe this son will not be awakened to return. In Genesis verse 32, God called Abraham to bring his own son to give a sacrifice to the Lord. He bring the sticks on his head. Isaac asked a question, dear father, word here, where is the lamb of sacrifice? And Abraham must say, that is, God will provide. He did not know where the lamb would come from. In Hebrew, but show that the faith of Abraham that you understand it will make the son of that God can bring Isaac back if he was to be sacrificed. What happened? The angel of the Lord said, when he was about to kill his son Isaac, give him the angel something. Now I understand. And then he made a lamb to appear near the grave. In the time when Abraham opened his eyes, this is the lamb that Abraham would use to sacrifice to the Lord instead of Isaac. The congregation, sometimes God did something at the very last minute, and we could not understand why did God use us in that situation. And here, God has you a famine to come. Elijah loved the Lord, and this widow has a faith in the Lord. Who are we? We can be a nail, worker, doctor, or home worker, whoever. God can use each one of us. And we will work and tell us of His mind work. Maybe God has told us many times in our heart, just like with this widow. But we have not listened. Do not think that I'm so old, I could not be used by the Lord. Do not think that I'm so sick, I could not be used. Do not think that I have nothing else. But God can still use us. The most important that do we recognize when the Lord will need us or not. So we only have the last thing. And even that last little thing, God can use when Jesus resurrected from the dead. He posed a question to Peter. Do you love me more than me? Jesus put in a situation, a comparison between Jesus and everybody else. The fisherman, his friend, his disciple. He said, dear Lord, you know that I love you. This is his choice, Peter's choice. A choice by faith. And so, God will put similar in the situation, maybe so impossible, but who will we love? The Lord. Or our money. Love for our friend. God or our family. God or our career. And we, how will we respond? That's our choice. Peter told Jesus, you know that I love you, Lord. Peter said, shepherd, me, my shepherd of my sheep. God can give us responsibility when Peter affirmed his faith, when Peter understood how God would use it. And so, each one of us, though we have something imperfect in us, but God can still use us. Doesn't matter who we are. There's a pastor named Alexander McLaren, and he invited an atheist to come and listen to his preaching, and this atheist came and listened to four Sundays and the last Sunday, and this atheist said to his pastor, I accepted Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. And the pastor, very pleased because of his decision to follow Christ. But he was curious. He said, can you tell me in the four sermons, which one is so touched your heart so that you decided to follow Christ? And this atheist answered, in the 4 weeks, none of the sermon touched my heart. It's very helpful, but none of them touched my heart. And this pastor was surprised. So, why? And he answered, in the 4 weeks, there is one. When I helped an elder woman to go through something well, then this woman turned around and said, I don't know if you know the Lord Jesus Christ or not, but this friend, Jesus, is everything to me. So I hope that Jesus will be everything to you. By this simple sentence of this lady, she shared her faith with this atheist. And he said, and because of that, his heart has melted. Anybody of us could be used by the Lord, though we do not understand it. Our faith to accept us as an instrument. On the third point that we learn here is that everything will work together for God because we do not understand how God blesses us. In verse 16, For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Flour was not used up, and the oil did not run dry. It doesn't mean that everything was full. Full of flour, full of oil. Not doesn't mean. It means it was before the same, even though it's been used. The level has not changed. This widow, next day, she looked. At least there is some oil and some flour in there, so that she can make one bread. What does she do? And she will have to make that bread and give it to Elijah. Then she has more oil and flour to make another bread for her. This is how God works. And here in the Lord's Prayer, please give us this day our daily bread. Only for that day, right? No, the whole storage of food is not full of money in the bank. But please give this day our daily bread. Why? Because God wants us to trust Him. For sure, God will supply no money, all food in the house. What do? We do not trust the Lord anymore. That is our sinful nature. We will never need God if we have more than enough, because of that. But each day, we have supply enough by the Lord. Always, God will do so. When God led the people of Israel out of Egypt, every day they will have manna from heaven, and they have collect money, and something like the white piece. What is this? And Moses said, this is the bread from heaven. And every day the people of Israel came out and collect enough for that day. That means just for one person. And then the manna can be used to cook anything else. Manna means, what is that? Because they didn't understand, where does this come from? So they put, manna, manna. What is it? What is it? What is that? And you can envision, that is the bread given from heaven. But there is a principle. That is, every day they will have to collect it from early morning. What if they are late? When the sun goes up, and everything would be disappeared. Just like you. They had to go up early. They had to come and work. But God did not put manna in their mouth. God wants us to be responsible for their life. On the Friday, they can collect twice because of safe Sabbath on the following day. Every day they collect more. What happened? It rotten. On the sixth day, miracle happened. They collect twice the amount. And then the manna continued to be preserved. On the day of Sabbath, when it came out, nothing there on Sabbath day. God gave the principle for the people of Israel during the time from Egypt to the Promised Land. 40 years, every day, manna came from heaven. Dear congregation, God gave this widow the same principle. Every day, she has to make bread for the Almighty. And then bread, the flour, and the oil continue to be supplied. And then she can make bread for herself. This is a miracle. It is not to satisfy us by the miracle. God used miracle to make our faith grow. And so we see that God did not want us to depend on us, but depend on Him by our faith. Faith could not be based on our understanding, our mind. Faith could not depend on the fortune. Faith is not dependent on the situation of rich or poor. Faith is something that we know that today we have what God wants us to do. Dear congregation, so it's just like we were driving in the night. We could only see very near of us because of the headlights. And when we open, we can see ahead to drive. But wherever the car goes, the light will shine ahead, just a step ahead. Just like faith. So when we express our faith, do not think that God will give everything more than we need so that we can save it. Then we do not worry. No. God is our very rich. But God does not give us so that we can be satisfied. But the Lord, the Word of God said, if we have faith, we could not please God. Without faith, we could not please Him. If the Israelites did not believe, they woke up late, man of God, or they collect a lot, they could not eat because they become rotten. On Saturday, they could not collect, but on Friday, they were given twice the amount to collect. In this still preserved. That's the principle and never changes. And the principle is, he said, whoever loved the Lord, all things work together for those. That's the principle of God. For you and me. The condition. There are two Jewish women in the Second World War under Nazi in World War II. That is Corrie Ten Boom and Betsy. They were captured in the German concentration camp. And Corrie has a small Bible and a bottle of Davitamin, a kind of medicine to help the fever. And she hid that in her body. And then Betsy is a sister of Corrie and has a fever. And Corrie said, would try to use that on Betsy, but she said, no, could you save it for others? Only a little drop. And she has used 15 or 20 drops of this vitamin to others. 3 or 4 days. It's still in there. She was so surprised. This is a very small bottle, but she has used many drops and it's still there. And she can use it for Betsy. But Betsy said, does not want, said, why don't you use it for others first? Corrie did not understand why this vitamin bottle continued to last. She said, maybe it's not no longer. But when it squeezed it, and something coming in. But Bessie's mouth said, hey, Corrie, do not use your mind to understand what God is doing. Faith. Do not depend on our mind, our understanding. So I'm saying in the beginning, without God, you cannot. Without you, God will not. If there's no God, we cannot do anything. Without us, God will not do anything. So each one of us, God can use. Each one can be an instrument to serve the Lord in some capacity. There is missionary named Philip James Elliott in the early 20th century in Portland, Oregon. In 1955, there are 5 missionaries in there. That's Philip James, and came to a native tribe, Anka, in Ecuador to preach the gospel. And it was in Colombia, in Peru. And he and 4 other missionaries tried to be close to these tribesmen. And he used an airplane to drop food to find a way to get close to the tribe. But finally, on January 8, 1956, 5 of them were killed. And during the time, and Jim Ellis has said, very important. We are not stupid to give away what we could not have. And Jillian has given what? He gave his own life to the people of the tribe. And this why Elizabeth has with another Rachel And Rachel is one of the missionaries who was killed in those times. And these two women has come to this tribe, the same tribe, to continue to preach the gospel. And God has made the heart of these tribes change. How could these two women have come to gospel to the tribe that the tribe has killed all of their husband and their brother? And the tribe returned and accepted God. And these two has to translate into the native tribe language. And Jim, yes, God is not in vain. And the Denver has a Bible college with the name James Allen. In 1997, another school, has Jim Allen Christian High School, has opened in Lodi, California, to commemorate what Jim has done. God is faithful. Jim Elliott has sacrificed everything that he has, and that he has, he gave it to the Lord. No, we could not understand how God will work, how God will bless us. But I want to borrow one verse to conclude. Therefore, my dear brother and sister, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, I hope that because we know that all things work together for those who love the Lord, that those who have been called with a purpose, that we can pay our price to follow Christ with our faith to be used by the Lord. Let the Lord bless you. Let's all stand. We will read together the key verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Let's read. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. We give thanks to you because you have chosen us. We do not know your plan for us. You have used, though we do not understand how God will work in our lives. You have blessed us. So, blessing, though we do not understand how God will bless us. But the principle that you have established, that all things work together for good to those who love Him. Then we see that God has used this principle with Elijah and applied this principle with this widow in Zarephath. God has used this principle with the people in the wilderness. And He used this principle to apply to Mary, to Peter, and John, and James, and many of the disciples. And you are applying this principle with us. May we have faith. The faith not just to come to church, to partake in religious activities, but the faith, the kind of faith that, so that we can confirm that through our life, others can see the Lord through us. May we become worthy, each one of us, before your life. May you be with each one of us here. If there is anything that in our life that caused our faith to fail, to be deterred, to be anxious, that we could not feel God next year, may you forgive us. Remind us that we always know in difficult situations, all things will work together for good to those who love Him. We thank you for this principle to bring to us the good. Whoever loves God, you will love until the end. We are thankful because of this love that we receive. And each day that you have protected us as pupil of your eyes, that we may understand this principle so that we can respond about this love that you have given us. We are thankful, Lord. May you bless each one of us, your servant, to know your purpose. And we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.